Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Rich Answers. In an effort to follow public health guidelines, we are producing this program from our homes. The sound quality may be a bit different, but it is our hope you will find the music and meditation at the end to be a blessing to your soul.
Yeah! to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
all the snares set by your enemies. If you believe it, say you.
There just ain't one.
Although they've set a snare to trap you, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
But just remember,
I say a prayer every night. Whatever I do, I'll get it right. With no regret, no guilt, no shame. This time, no, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back. Cause if I do, I'll get off track. Move ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be?
Sight beyond what I see. You know what's best for me. Prepare my mind, prepare my heart for whatever comes. I'm gonna be ready, strength to pass any test. I feel like I'm so blessed with you in control. I can't go wrong, cause I always know I'm gonna be ready.
I was free to do what I wanted to. Lost everything, but I still had you. You showed me your grace. Now my life's renewed and I thank you. Yes, I thank you. So I'll tell anyone who'll listen, I'll testify about how good you were to me. When so-called friends passed me by, the fact that you would show somebody so broke down, so much mercy.
Beyond what I see, you know what's best.
I know you know what's best for me.
Prepare my heart.
Whatever comes, I wanna be ready.
Strength to
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
This is my answer.
You are listening to a special edition of Rich Answers, recorded remotely during this time of the coronavirus. It is our prayer you remain encouraged and healthy in the midst of those you love. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, here we are in the midst of an unanticipated wilderness. We did not see this coming. We did not anticipate it staying, and we don't know when it's going to end. What we do know, Lord, is this pandemic is forcing us to change in so many ways. We can't see things the way we've always seen them. We can't do things the way we've always done them, and the shifting of time and circumstances is causing us to go within and change. Lord, you are in control, and things will not change until you say so. Help us, Lord God, to work with you and not against you. Help us follow your lead that our deliverance will come swiftly. Now let the words of this mouth and the meditations of this heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the Ark. Do not go near it." Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. With this in mind, the title of the message is simply this: Participate in your own rescue. Participate in your own rescue. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess who found herself a damsel in distress. Somehow, she had been captured by an evil witch who locked her up in a castle and promised to hold her there for the rest of her life. Well, that princess cried and cried because she did not want to be in that situation. Every day she wondered what was going to happen to her, and she wondered how she was going to get out of the situation. The evil witch loves hearing the princess cry. It was music to her ears. One day, a handsome knight happened to be riding on a white horse in the neighborhood of the castle, and he heard the crying princess who was all alone. It seemed the witch had gone for a walk in the woods to see if she could capture some little children. The prince said, "Hello, hello, are you all right?" "No, I'm not all right," said the princess. "I'm stuck in this castle." The prince said, "Are you tied up?" She said, "No, but the witch who captured me told me not to leave." "Well, since you are crying, I think you ought to leave the place." The princess replied with some irritation, "What kind of knight are you? I thought you were supposed to rescue me." The prince said, "Ma'am,
If I go inside the house, that would be breaking and entering. I think you should walk out of the place and participate in your own rescue. With that, the princess stopped crying, dried her eyes, walked down the stairs and out the door, a free woman who rescued herself with recommendations from a neighborhood princely knight. In our text, we have the story of the people of Israel who had spent 40 years wandering around in the wilderness after escaping Egyptian captivity. When they left the place of captivity, they believed that they were on their way to a place flowing with milk and honey, the promised land. Now, according to modern scholarship, the distance from Egypt to Canaan, which is seen as modern day Israel, is just under 400 miles. So even with conservative estimates, the journey should have only taken 40 days, not 40 years. But the problem was the people of Israel were not prepared to participate in their own rescue. In many ways, this is the human condition. We are like the Israelites. We are going to be crying and whining about our situation, just like the crying princess. We have been programmed to believe that some knight or prince will rescue us. That is the idea in our minds that it's the responsibility of someone else to take us out of the wilderness situations of our lives. It seems that in many ways, we have been programmed to be passive victims of our situations. But the Lord sent me by here today with a word for your soul. Your situation is not permanent. You are not stuck or a victim of circumstances. Yes, you may want to cry and complain about someone else being in control of your fate, but God wants you to know you are not alone. God is with you. God is in the midst of it all and ready to help you. The question is, are you ready to participate with God in your own rescue? In our text, we're going to hear about the importance of participating in our own rescue with God in four ways. First of all, you need to prepare to cross over. In the text, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim, where they were camped before crossing over. If you want to change your situation, prepare yourself. Spend some deep time visualizing your change, focusing on your change, and preparing for your change with God. Change does not come all at once. Sometimes you need to wrap your mind around it. Be in prayer, be mindful, seek after God. During the last 5 months of the pandemic, I have to admit, I've become more of a night owl. I slipped into my old habits, but I actually like myself better when I'm up early in the morning doing my devotions and practice. I've decided that instead of just fussing about it, I need to do something about it. So I have begun by waking up at 5:30 in the morning just to ease myself back into my 6 a.m. practice. I need to ease into participating in my own rescue. See, my bad habits crept in, but I need to be a part of my own rescue. Second, prepare to change your position and go in another direction. And if you're going to participate in your own rescue, you need to prepare to change your position. In the text, as the people crossed over, the officers went through the camp and told the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before." See, God is going to take the lead. Keep your eyes on God. And as God guides us out of this pandemic, we need to keep our eyes on God and follow spiritual leaders and the Word of God. Get into the word. So you will know the word when you hear it and be prepared to change some of the positions in your life that you've held near and dear. God wants you to know that just like the text, God is going to shift your life and take you places you have never gone before. So follow God, because the direction God is taking you, you've never been before. See, we will not come out of the journey of this pandemic to go back the way things used to be. Participate in your own rescue, follow God, and prepare to change direction. And finally, prepare to celebrate the miracle when you come out. Yes, you will come through this, God willing, but use this time to prepare to cross over into your promised land. God has something for you through all of this. And as you prepare to participate in your rescue, prepare to change your position. You are not going through this pandemic to go back to the way things used to be. You will come out of this changed. You will change your direction and change your position. And finally, prepare to celebrate your miracle. In Joshua 3 and 5, Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Now we all know that a day to the Lord is like 1,000 years, for God's time is not our time, but we do serve an on-time God. In the midst of all we are going through, God is working some things out. As you prepare for your change to come, do the work to participate in your rescue by consecrating yourself. You know, part of the blessing of the pandemic is having the time to really go inward and think about some deep things of the soul. Why not consider consecration? Yes, why not dedicate yourself to God? To consecrate yourself is to answer God's call to spiritual consecration. This means making a consensus, willing decision to dedicate your soul, mind, heart, and body to God. This decision must be one of intelligence and affection. Only you can make the decision to consecrate yourself to God. Yes. If we each are blessed to live through this pandemic, we ought to look at the grace of God with new eyes. To consecrate yourself is to remember God's grace within our lives, to remember all that God has done for us. To consecrate yourself is to remove idols and distractions. Seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will follow. Get focused on God and participate in your own rescue. To consecrate yourself is to get real and repent of sinful attitudes and actions. Make things right. Come out of this thing like pure gold. Participate in your own rescue. And finally, consecrate yourself and recommit your heart to God. Yes, what is going on in this world is shaking up everything we know. It's time for us to participate in our own rescue by preparing to cross over, changing our positions, and celebrating the miracle God is bringing forth in our lives by grace. All if you make the choice to participate in your own rescue through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
But if we are one, say, brother, when you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother. To lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry,
Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right there in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Seem like I can still hear her say, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Y'all help me sing the thing now, let it be.
Let it be,
let it be,
let it be, let it be, let it be.
There will be an answer, let it be. Let me repeat that. There is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. You know I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary, she come to me, speaking words of wisdom,
let it be. Seemed like I heard her say, son, let it be.
Let it be.
sweet love, sweet champion, yes, come and further carry me home.
Sweet,
sweet love, sweet champion, come and further do carry me home. I look over Jordan. What did I see?
What did you see?
Can't tell you yet, but they were coming. Further carry on me home. And it sure looked good. It was a band of angels. All after me. They were coming to carry me home. And I was glad to go. Yeah, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for the carry me home. Swing low. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Come
and fudge in carry. Yeah, man, get me out of here. Me, yeah, me. Home. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Wanna go home.
Marching up to freedom land.
Ain't gonna let
When that Pharaoh chariot comes, I'm gonna leave you. I'm bound for the promised land. I'm gonna leave you. I'm sorry, I'm gonna leave you. Farewell, oh farewell. But I'll meet you in the morning. Farewell, oh farewell. I'll meet you in the morning. I'm bound for the promised land. On the other side of Jordan. Bound for the promised land. I'm sorry, I'm gonna leave you. Farewell, oh farewell. But I'll meet you in the morning. Farewell.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Rich Answers. In the weeks ahead, we encourage you to reach out to me through Facebook and Instagram. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, President and CEO of the Conference of Churches. God bless you